Translation and purport by His divine grace. Thank you. Yes, shoot upon my keys, yay. Translation. Therefore, O friend of irreligion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principles. For the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yajnasvara, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the beneficiary of all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies. Such sacrificial ceremonies are prescribed differently in the scriptures for different ages. In other words, sacrifice is meant to accept the supremacy of the Lord and thereby perform acts by which the Lord may be satisfied in all respects. The atheists do not believe in the existence of God, and they do not perform any sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord. Any place or country where the supremacy of the Lord is accepted and thus sacrifice is performed is called Brahmavarta. There are different countries in different parts of the world, and each and every country may have different types of sacrifice to which to please the Supreme Lord. But the central point in pleasing Him is ascertained in the Bhagavatam, and it is truthfulness. The basic principle of religion is truthfulness, and the ultimate goal of all religions is to satisfy the Lord. In the age of Kali, the greatest common formula of sacrifice is the Sankirtan Yajna Jai. That is the opinion of experts that is the opinion of the experts who know how to propagate the process of yajna. Lord Chaitanya preached this method of yajna, and it is understood that from this verse that the sacrificial method of Sankirtan Yajna may be performed anywhere and everywhere in order to drive away the personality of Kali and save human society from falling prey to the influence of the age. Shri Pamadi Ki Jaya. Om Jnanatimandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshu Nilatam Yana Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Bhavanabheyo Vaishnavabheyo Namo Namaha. So, beg all those here, the Vaishnavas, devotees, we're all trying for this supreme goal. But Prabhupada here, he's immediately brought it straight to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And it's a special sacrifice for this age. He says to keep Kali away, at bay. It's an amazing thing. It's very powerful. It says, in other words, sacrifice is meant to accept the supremacy of the Lord and thereby perform acts by which the Lord may be satisfied in all respects. The atheists, they do not believe in the existence of God. They do not perform any satisfaction for the Lord. But he says then, at any place or country where the supremacy of the Lord is accepted, thus sacrifice is performed, is called Brahmavarta. So Prabhupada here, and I've heard him say, and he was talking the other day in conversation, he says, this goal is the Supreme Lord. Now there are many so-called religions in this world that have their different Brahmavarta. You know, their methods, he says that these Brahmavartas, as long as they're worshipping the Supreme Lord, that is the point. There are different types of sacrifice, he says, but the central point is pleasing him. And in the Bhagavatam, it is truthfulness. In the Bhagavatam, it is truthfulness. So this last leg is truthfulness. It's not only the truthfulness that we speak amongst each other or in the world is regarded as truth. No, you're telling a lie, that sort of thing, a calculation. No, we're talking about the ultimate truth. This is the common denominator for all following this Brahmavarta. So he says in different countries of the world, there are different parts of the world, and in every country they have a different sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. The central point is pleasing him. So we don't squabble. We know that we all have our Brahmavarta, and that we accept there are other Brahmavartas in the world. It's a sort of peace formula. It's a conclusion that we should try and go for, and be peaceful, because this identification with the name of our Brahmavarta, different in different parts of the world, is our divisor. You know, it says divide and conquer. That's Kali. Divide and conquer. He's a Christian, he's a Jew, he's a Muslim. But we don't say that. We say truthfulness. The ultimate truth is our common denominator. So we must look at these things. And what we're doing as devotees, or aspiring devotees, that we look at the common truth. We don't argue. We have differences of opinion. They're always there. Prabhupada says, even the great acharyas, they differ in their points of view. But the ultimate goal is Krishna. The absolute supreme personality of Godhead as we understand it. So, this is very wonderful purport. The Prabhupada is trying to unite the world. This is why he says anybody can chant the holy names of the Lord. And I was talking once to a Muslim on the plane, and it was interesting, the conversation. Because I spoke about the chant, she said, what are you doing with this people? I said, we're chanting. Well, she said, we do chanting. We have the 99 holy names of the Lord. We chant these. She was brought up in a household where her father read to them every day from the Quran. She had a religious upbringing according to her Brahmavarta. And so we saw some commonality there. But what I saw was the commonality. I said, if you're interested in maybe hearing what we chant, if you go to Mayapur TV, you will see the kirtan. And if you look at this and hear this, it's all glorification. And so in a way, there's a melodic way and there's a meditation way, a personal way which each person will adopt in his own personal meditation. But together, we say the chanting has the power, and this is Lord Chaitanya, the congregational chanting of the holy names. So what I'd like to do, somebody asked at our Srimad Bhagavatam Sangha about Lord Chaitanya. You know, where's it all come from? You know, what's the verification of all this? So I'd like to come to this book that's no longer available, but it was such a good book. It's a little paperback, and it was in the 80s that this was produced. You can't get them anymore. And in there, it tells us about the Chaitanya Upanishad. This is early scripts, this is Upanishads. And it's very nice. It's from the Atharva Veda. And so we're talking about the original Vedas. This is our verification that actually it's understood. And in this Chaitanya Upanishad from the Atharva Veda, it says here, and this is some personalities discussing from, and you'll hear their names. Carrying firewood in his hands, Vipala humbly approached his father, Lord Brahma, and asked, "Oh my Lord, please me help, tell me how I may attain an auspicious life." Lord Brahma replied, "Be satisfied by remaining always celibate and perform austerities. Carefully control the activities of the mind. In this way, you will attain an auspicious condition of life." Vipala followed these instructions, and after having become pure in his own heart and mind, he again approached his father and said, "Oh my Lord, please tell me how the sinful living entities of Kali Yuga may be delivered. Why should the object of their worship, and what mantra they should say? Should they chant in order to become delivered? Kindly inform me." Lord Brahma replied, "Listen carefully, for I will give you a confidential description of what will happen in Kali Yuga. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the Supreme Enjoyer, whose form is transcendental, who is beyond the touch of the three modes of material nature, and who is all-pervading supersoul, residing in the hearts of all living entities, will appear again in the age of Kali, appearing as the greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he will assume a two-handed form of golden complexion. In his abode at Goloka Vrindavan, it manifested on the bank on the Ganges in Navadvip, he will disseminate pure devotional service to the world. This incarnation of the Lord describes in the following verses. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of all the transcendental potency, who may known only by devotional service, appears in innumerable and transcendental forms. He has appeared in red, black, white complexions, but he shall also appear in a golden form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He shall assume the role of a perfect devotee, and he will teach the conditioned souls the path of pure devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, who understood the study of Vedanta philosophy, and he is the master of the transcendental potency, and he appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who understands that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known by study of Vedanta philosophy, who is the original cause of the universe, who is the oldest original person, crosses beyond the world of birth and death. This is the proper understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And aside from this, there is no other way to achieve this liberation. Appearing in the golden form, the all-powerful Supreme Lord will fill the entire universe with the transcendental bliss of chanting of his holy names. In this way, the Supreme Lord manifests two of his transcendental potencies, his Ladini Sakti, the potency of transcendental bliss, and Samvit Shakti, the potency of transcendental knowledge. The Supreme Lord will chant a mantra consisting of the names of Hari, Krishna, and Ram, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These three names of the Supreme Lord, Hare Krishna and Rama, may be explained in the following way. Hare means that he who unties the knot of material desire in the hearts of the living entities. Krishna is divided into two syllables, Krishna. Krish means he attracts the minds of all living entities, and Na means the supreme transcendental pleasure. These two syllables combine to become Krishna. Three, Rama, he means he who delights, Ramyati, Ramayati, all living beings. And it also means he who is full of transcendental bliss. The Maha Mantra consists of the repetitions of these names of the Lord. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, is the best of all mantras. Although it is difficult to understand this Maha Mantra, it may be understood that when one engages in pure devotional service of the Supreme Lord, this will be understood. Those who seriously have the desire to make progress in spiritual life continually chant the 16 splendid names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and will cross beyond the bondage of continued material existence. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the greatest of all mantras, the most confidential of secrets. So, it's a wonderful expression of the Sankirtan Yajna that we've been given by Srila Prabhupada and brought to the West. So he's fulfilling the desire of his spiritual master. So I'd like to also read from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's divided into two parts. This one, the first one, is called Vijñapti. It's a lot to take in this. I'm so sorry. Maybe too much, really. But in the simple words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that he's brought this, he brought it for everybody in such a way that the Vedas combined are in this. Shonagati. It's the essence. It says, and this is spiritual request, Vijñapti. Please tell me, when, oh when, will that day be mine, when my offences come to the end, and the taste of the pure holy name infuses within my heart by the power of divine grace, She rata gong kum yin di ki shai. She goin di tai ki shai. She sita ram lakshmana hanuman. So when will that day come? Feeling myself lower than a braid of grass, welcoming the quality of forbearance in my heart, giving honor to all living beings, and being freed from false pride. When will I taste the essence of the liquid nectar of the holy name? Wealth, followers, beautiful women, as described in worldly poetry, I do not want such bodily pleasures. O Gaurahari, please give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet, birth after birth. When, articulating the divine name of Krishna, when will my body be thrilled in ecstatic rapture, my words choking with emotion, loss of color, ecstatic trembling occur, and streams of tears flowing constantly from my eyes? When in the land of Navadvip, on the banks of the celestial Ganga, will I run innocently, calling out, O Gaura, O Nityananda? Dancing and singing, I will wander about like a madman, giving up all consideration of social behavior. That reminds me of Harinam, isn't it? We don't care. Once you're chanting and you're all together, you don't care. They think you're mad. And it's true. So what madness can we have? So then it says, when will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me and release me from the illusion of worldliness? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and bestow upon me the qualification? Ah, very interesting. Necessary to enter the marketplace of the holy name. Qualification. That we get that from the spiritual masters, Nityananda. He's the one who gives us a spiritual guide. He's the one who's telling us that then we have the qualification to enter the holy name, the marketplace of the holy name. Spiritual master will be our guide in this marketplace. Somehow or other, I shall buy and steal the mellows of the name of Lord Hari. So beggar still, that's interesting, or buy or steal. Becoming thoroughly intoxicated by those liquid mellows, I will be stunned by touching the feet of those great souls who are expert in relishing those mellows. I will be constantly immersed in the sweetness of the nectar of the holy name. So we can look to our spiritual masters, those here, those that have so-called left this world. But they're still in our heart. And they're constantly immersed in the holy names of the Lord. So we should think of them. It says, chant the holy names of the Lord with spiritual master in mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this in Harinam Chintamati. So we chant with bearing in mind the spiritual master. He's the one who's given us this mercy. So then he says, I will be constantly immersed in the sweet nectar of the holy name. When will there be an awakening of compassion for all conditioned souls? When will Bhaktivinoda forget his own happiness? And with a meek heart, that means a humble heart, he says he will set out and propagate a humble solicitation and sacred order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's the sacred order. He says, spread this all over the world, which Prabhupada took up as his mission. So then the glorification of the name, he says, what power does the holy name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns with the fire of worldly desires. Just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun, the holy name entering the core of my heart, through the holes of my ears, showers unparalleled nectar on my soul. Now, what we're going into here is that he's describing what we wouldn't understand, but actually the effects of the holy name. If we don't know what we're going for, how can we look for something? And this is what he's describing here. The holy name speaks from within my heart. There's sometimes when the holy name, if you're into it, it's almost chanting itself. It takes over. Instead of the tongues there, it's in your heart. You're trying to keep pace with it. And then he says, then the holy name speaks within my heart and moves to the tip of my tongue, constantly dances in the form of the transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up and shivers again and again. And my feet, they can't remain still. But this is nice, isn't it? But this lockdown has brought us a special blessing where we can today and every day dance together and experience. May not be shivers, may not be tears, but inside there can be, because we're together, we're helping each other. We're a team of Mahaprabhu. It says, rivers of tears flow down my eyes. They completely soak my body. My skin thrills at every rapture. My hair stand on end. And the complexion turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. And I begin to experience devastation. And my entire body is shattered by a flood of ecstatic emotions. Now, this is a glimmer. Whether you get this or not now, or whenever, or in a moment, we call it samadhi. If you're given a glimmer in one moment, that's real. Jivapati, who was long time Prabhupada disciple on this altar, he said, one day, early on in his Krishna conscious career, he was in and out the temple, blooping and all this sort of thing, staying, going. And then one day at the greeting of the deities, he says, I haven't told this to anybody before. It was just before he passed away, they made an interview with him. But they weren't going to show it until he'd left this world. And he said, he was standing in front of the deities. And he started trembling. And floods of tears were coming out. And he was trembling. He couldn't control it. He said, he didn't know what was happening. And he said it lasted for several minutes. And I didn't, you know, I thought, what's happening? And he said after that actually, it didn't happen to me again, he said. Much like Narada Muni, he never saw Krishna again after his chanting. And he said, for the rest of my life, it's 40 years, Bajari service. He said, that one moment sustained him. He said, why? Because I knew it was the truth. And it happened to me just a few minutes in my life. So this, whatever happens, it's a glimmer. Keep it in your heart. It's a secret. That which is kept secret is successful. And he did that until this interview, which he knew would be like a will to pass on to people. He wanted to pass on then. But it was only at that point that he was near the end of his life. But so we're very fortunate. We have these great souls. They give us a glimmer of what the glimmer is. That actually it's this constant samadhi, which may be described here. It says, which while causing an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in an ocean of divine love. It does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me completely mad and has stolen away my mind and all my resources. He doesn't care. So, and then the holy name is a bud of the divine flower of love and is the airy abode of astonishing mellows. Such is the power that manifests when this holy name starts to blossom, and it then reveals itself by its own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is abducted. That means stolen, kidnapped. My heart gets kidnapped by the holy name directly to Krishna. Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Vraj and reveals his own love dalliance. His name gives me my own eternal spiritual body and keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mind. And in a little Sufi literature, that reminds me, the last statement is there. It said, Oh, person, soul, body. He says, thy body gift to this world, but submit thy soul to the divine decree. It's the same. Submit your soul to the divine decree. This body can go wherever it wishes. It's dust. So, and Prabhupada says, don't worry about this body. He says that this body is meant for disappearance. He says that in his quotation in Vrindavan. This body is meant for disappearance. So don't give it too much heed. Don't give the mind too much heed. Because the mind is material too. It's under the most material nature. So the name of Krishna is the transcendental touchstone, a mine of devotional mellows. It is eternally liberated and the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. So, sorry, there's a lot to take in, but any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
It was a wonderful class and a lot of instructions from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The songs of Bhaktivinoda, this is Sharanagati.
Yes.
And also Gitavali is there as well. Mm. Very nice book.
Those quotes from the Atharva Veda, from the Chaitanya Upanishad,
yeah. They
are not alone. There is also many in the in Rig Veda, the Upanishad.
Yeah, Upanishad, yeah.
And I wonder why it's so clear and so well expressed that the Supreme Lord appear, there is prophecy, it's realized. We know that Krishna, Devakiputra, is mentioned everywhere as the Supreme Truth. Wow. The holy name is the topmost way, but still, there is so many claims that Krishna is not here in the Veda, or in personalities they say in India, he is everyone, the Brahman is the supreme. But Krishna, even in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Brahmano Ipratishtam, I'm the impersonal Brahman. So I wonder why all these claims, which can be really easily defeated by a pandit, still remain in India.
Because that's the nature of this world. We're in a world that's controlled by the modes of material nature. And it says in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it, that every person works according to their nature under the control of the modes of material nature. They worship in a certain way. And Prabhupada unifies, and he makes the same point here, that as long as they worship the Brahmavarta, the central point is the Supreme. They have to worship the Supreme, the one Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether he's got our name, Allah or whatever, Krishna, we should have the understanding that they're brought up in a certain environment and a position in their household by the arrangement of the Lord. Krishna says, everything comes from me. It's, we all get a body. And, but Prabhupada was asked by his disciples, no, it's a conversation, you know, so that means in our previous lives, because the holy name is said that only by coming into contact with the holy name in this life, it must have been that in our previous lives we had so many things. He said, no. He says, no, just mercy. I gave you mercy. Your mercy cases. Great. Not hereditary. Not passed on. Not in that way. Though it says so in Shastra. You know, it still says, you would go into this birth, he said. But no, he was answering the point. Because they were in this point, you know, if you're not careful, isn't it? Oh, that means that in my previous life, I've been chanting the holy names, and therefore I'm pretty good, you know. You know, so I've been qualified to come here. Don't think you're qualified. See, there's mercy as well, and you know, and so it's sort of getting a balance in your head, exactly, that creeper. Mercy, wherever it comes from, it's just be thankful. Don't try, like they do, look up your genealogical tree. Everybody, you know, they go through their family lineage. They want to know their roots. This is the roots. Everybody wants to find out where they come from. But they do it. They want to know if they're in their lineage is royal or something like that. You know, my God. But it's meaningless. It's material. It doesn't serve any purpose. No, our lineage is that we come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where it's parts and parcels. That's our salvation. And if we can try and understand that through Bhagavatam, it's Krishna himself, it says. It's Krishna, he came in the form of Bhagavatam to eliminate Kali's influence. So where Krishna is, Kali cannot enter. And this is what this whole chapter is about. And that's what this verse says. You cannot enter when there's sacrifice performed. So, and sacrifice means Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Avi Sashina Amanena Manadena Kirtan Shadan. In essence, the nature of the spirit soul, it only likes to glorify. That's the nature of the soul. Never criticize. Dualities don't exist with the soul. Tatatam Kirtiyantu Mam. You know, always chanting my glories. That, but if you criticize someone, what happens? How do you feel? It's like poison. You poison yourself. The person that can criticize this is our authority, spiritual master, people guiding on your Bhakti Sastri course, and all these people. They're your Shiksha gurus. You've also got your initiating gurus. So, guru is everywhere, but in different forms. So authority is the best, even though we don't like it. Because like means dualities of the world. It's not transcendental. Everything comes from Krishna through authority. And you may quarrel with your authority, but don't do it. Accept it. This person's been put there. We can all do the temple president's job better than the temple president, can't we? In our discussion, our prajalpa, talking about this and that. He's like this, she's like that. That's wrong, this is right. That's material designation. We must understand that actually we're all a team and that we should be taking each other back to Krishna, holding each other's hand, not being nasty. We should be, you know, walking to Krishna together. Come on, don't be down. And that's what the gopis do. Now you go to Krishna first, because they want his pleasure more than their own pleasure. Radharani was doing that. She was bringing, you know, gopis, showing them to Krishna. No, but they wanted Radharani to be the best. They weren't after Krishna themselves. Their pleasure was Radharani's pleasure. You see, so our pleasure is when we can please a devotee. That's Radharani's mood. And that's the gopa's mood. They're all trying to get each other to see how great Krishna is in different ways. Because serving in the toilets is as good as on the altar. None different, it's service. You can't differentiate. Because it's the best service. Whatever service you're doing now is the best service. That's Radha Swami. Whatever you're doing now, that's the best service. Okay. So, we've gone over the mark. Is there any comments from ladies? Questions? No? Okay. Yes. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for your kind attention. That is the mercy. That's the mercy. Because if there's something that comes from the class and you remember it, then like the bull of Madhavacharya, he used to listen to, he pulled the cart of the books on. I don't know if you know this. He pulled the cart. And this bull, whenever Madhavacharya would speak, instead of just chewing the grass, he stopped chewing. He listened. And that cow came back as Jaya Tirtha. Because that cow was the, he gave the commentary on Madhavacharya's teachings. Amazing, huh? Oh, yeah, the Chaitanya Upanishad. No, it's not. Well, it is. It is. There's Bhaktivinoda. You probably get it. ISKCON Desire Tree. You can download it. Is one of the previous Acharya's books by previous Acharya's. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur did a commentary on it. Yeah, so you look under Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I think there's a commentary he did on the Chaitanya Upanishad. Certainly I've seen a copy of it, which I haven't got with me now. You know what to do. But anyway, so even a cow can come back and be commentaries on the holy names and their previous acharyas. So, okay, it's the miracle of hearing Okay, thank you.